21CL Radio.
Welcome to the Tech Tools Daily Show, where the 21st Century Learning International Radio team of Jamie Willett, Michael Bohl, and Chris Carter review EdTech resources for you.
Hello, everybody. Michael Bohl here with Jamie Willett, and joined today by a very special guest. That would be Rob Willett.
Hey-o.
It is Jamie's twin.
Nope.
No.
No blood relation whatsoever.
Now, we've got two or three or four things to record today. I got to come up with a new name.
This is like the same joke. Yeah. This is like for a series of weeks. Jamie and I have no blood relation. We are married.
Moving on.
Okay, moving
on. To Haiku Deck.
All right, so let's talk about, Haiku Deck. You've been talking about this just offline for quite a while, and I can't believe you haven't done this
I know. Yet. I looked, I searched, and I couldn't find it, so I'm sorry if
now
we've already
found.
Talked about it.
That's all right.
So Haiku Deck is a presentation tool. It comes as an app, or you can use their website, and it just allows you to create really simple easy presentations.
Now, why wouldn't I just use Keynote or PowerPoint?
Good
right? That's
going
to be the first question for geniuses
I'm
to ask.
I'm glad you asked. The reason that I really like this more than the other presentation software is because it forces you to follow the rules of a presentation that we all know are true.
Okay.
It forces you to have large, engaging images in the background. It keeps your text minimal. You're not allowed to add a lot. It gives you a very strict kind of format that you need to follow.
Okay.
And then it shares really easily. So how I've used it in the classroom is I've logged all of the iPads into my account. So when the students create their presentation, it automatically just goes to my account. So then I can see it and look through kind of the work that they've created. And then I just really like that in the elementary school, you know, we can talk about these rules of presentation, but it's nice to have something that basically forces them, locks them into those rules.
Okay.
There's not a lot of wiggle room.
Now I'm going through the website now and there's a gallery, so you can look for, it lets you know what's popular, what's not popular.
Yeah.
So you can get ideas.
And then,
but yeah, it's definitely much more visual.
Very, very, very visual. It definitely pulls that visual piece in. It has a gallery of photos that you can draw from for it, or use the camera
that are available.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, nice.
Yeah. Okay. So, or you can search and pull photos in that way, or you can use the camera and take your own. So it's quite easy to create. In terms of a learning curve, it's very, very simple to use.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what. Yeah. So what problem are they trying to solve here? Which is better design and then easier sharing.
I think that's really all it is. Also, a lot of the I found trying to use Keynote on the iPad feels a little bit clunky. This doesn't feel that way.
This seems
it feels
nicer.
Very nice on the iPad. It works very well. So I would definitely, I'm going to have iPads in my classroom next year. I would definitely use this over the other options.
Okay.
It's also free.
That's what I was going to do. How much does it cost? Now, just one more quick thing. I noticed they have tips as well for your presentations.
Yeah. They'll walk you through kind of step by step how to do it.
Any hassles or pains with using it?
Not really. I mean, I haven't made a ton of things with this, but I would assume that if you would run out of space eventually, if you're having your whole class use your account, but the accounts are free, so you could have your students sign up.
Everybody got their own.
And
okay.
They could have their own. And then share it with you from there.
Okay.
So sample uses any time you would use a presentation software.
And you could sign in with Facebook or Twitter. Too bad they don't have the Google one because a lot of schools have that.
Yeah. So maybe that would be coming. But and the help features are really good on it too. So honestly, I don't have any concerns with it.
Okay.
But my only thing would be, as a teacher, it's always best just to pick one and stick with it.
Yeah,
so if you're going to use Prezi, use Prezi. If you're going to use PowerPoint, use that.
Although they are quite different, so all of them are.
Yeah.
So I've never used this. So as you were using it, was there ever any time at which you wished you were using one of the other ones? Like any big noticeable, not a concern, but oh, that was really nice. I wish I had that now.
Yes. I didn't love being locked into the format.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, but I want to add another bullet here. I want to add one more sentence on this slide. So that irked me a lot. So, but at the same time, as I was feeling that, I was going, but maybe it's good that I feel that way. So that was the only thing that I definitely felt.
All right. You're an elementary person. What age groups?
You could use it any age level.
Okay.
If I was having a high school group do kind of those... a TED Talk type presentation, yeah. I would definitely encourage them to look at this instead. So, like,
our high school does TED style. I watched my daughter do one this morning. It actually would have made more sense if they all used the same thing. It would have been easier to share and all that, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So I would have them use this instead. Yep. So if you want to find it and how do we find it? Use it, you go to haikudeck.com. This Textuals Daily Review was brought to you by 21st Century Learning International. Find us on the web at 21clradio.com.